I don't want to wake up one day when my suppressed emotions are going to bite me in the ass. And when that happens, it's more difficult for me to handle.
Like and follow Runaway Podcast because it's time to run away.
And welcome back to the Runaway Podcast. I'm your host, Hero Bob. Thank you for tuning in.
Okay, finally I got the intro right.
Yeah, thank you guys for tuning in. Yay! Hi, hello, good evening. Kamusta? I had a really, really tough week, honestly. After our first live session, I had like a massive headache. And I got sick bad, really bad, but I was able to bounce back, hit the gym again, release those anger and frustration, and then now here I am. I'm back. There we go. And tonight, of course, runners, we're going to talk about something special, something that I've been excited to talk about all this time. We're going to talk about introspection. And introspection is kind of synonymous to self-reflection. And tonight's going to be amazing. Yeah. Tonight's going to be a blast. So be sure to grab your pen. This is not a pen. Be sure to grab your notebook and your pens, which do I have? Yeah, I do. And we're going to learn a couple of tips and tricks for introspection. Really nice. Really cool. Really cool. And of course, you guys, don't forget, okay, this one, don't forget to say hi in the comments to let me know if you are here watching with us live on Facebook as I record this video too for later content repurposes. Pretty cool. Okay. Now, so you guys, since we're going to talk about introspection in just a little bit, I just want to ask if everyone is doing okay. How is everyone? Because we just had an eclipse. It's a Friday. We finally made it. But sadly, we are going to have a storm this weekend or this coming few days. So I hope everyone is safe and sound. Yeah. Oh, and then check this one out. Aha! Okay, I'm gonna bring back the manner. So that everyone, of course, in the comment section can know what are we talking about for today. Pretty cool. Okay, so again, you guys ready? I'm ready. You're ready. And the runners are definitely ready as they listen to this episode. All right, then, here we go. So today we're going to talk about introspection. And of course, you guys are probably going to ask, introspection? What is that? So to make it a little bit more easy to understand, introspection is kind of synonymous to self-reflection. This is when we are evaluating our actions and experiences, often to learn or to improve. And I do this a lot. We've been doing this a lot for the past seasons here in the Runaway Podcast. Introspection is a little bit more different. Introspection is the process of examining your own thoughts, feelings, and mental state. So if you are in a position where you feel like, am I enough? Am I still enough? Worth it, Papa? Best thing that you can do is to self-reflect and do introspection. Yeah. Because as I have said last episode, there was this thinking before that I'm trying to further develop. When you can't be okay, why would you expect others to be okay for you? What I really meant to say was, all must come from within. The power, your power, must come from within. Kasi kapag lagi tayong nasa labas, like, ooh, kailangan ko ng affirmation mo. Kailangan ko ng friend, kailangan ko ng kausap. It does help for a while. It does help for some people. But in one point in our life, kasi we have to stop and think, these people that we talk to, they have their own lives. They have their own problems. And as sad as it may sound, and as sad as we have seen it on some television shows, sometimes our friends really don't have time for us anymore because we're often caught up with our own problems. We're often caught up with our own dilemmas. So that's why, if you can't, if you can't like take strength from the outside, where would you put it? Where would you find it? You gotta take it from the inside. Find it from the inside. Yeah. There we go. It's really cool. Okay. So now I'm going to talk about this very, very quickly. What are a couple? Okay. Since I'm going to pull this out in the comment section. What are some benefits? Yeah. What are some benefits to introspection anyway? Ano ba pwede natin matutunan dito, Jerome? Like, why? Why am I gonna do that in the first place? You know what I mean? Because, like, it's a new thing. I don't want to do it. I don't have time for that. Like, pagod na ako sa work. I just want to play all day. Kailangan ko mag-distress. Sure. By all means, dude. No worries. I've been there and I've done that. It's just that I had, past tense, and I continue to have this habit and this practice where I find myself in a position where I keep on telling my dog to stop interrupting me. Well, it's not Runaway Podcast. Kapag walang dog problems. Great. I'm not sure if you can hear him, but that's my dog. That's my dog again. Hold on. Well, that's my dog. So just say hi. Just say hi. Anyway, what was I thinking? So I find myself in this rabbit hole, or I find myself doing this thing over and over and over again, wherein I tell myself, now, hey, I have to let my feelings be felt first. I have to distress. I have to play my games. I have to walk outside. I have to hit the gym. The thing is, and as my dog is barking right now, the thing is, I still have to go back and really, really feel how am I feeling? Because again, this is just my perspective. I tend to feel like it's not solving the problem anymore. It's more of like shoving it down. And that's just me. Okay, that's just me. For others, maybe it does work, which is really cool. Like right now, I'm getting annoyed with my dog and it's really not working. So I have to feel this feeling later on in a safe space. There we go. So what are some benefits? Of course, you got to be self-aware. When you're self-aware, it helps you understand your motivation, your values, and your behaviors. Number two, of course, we got emotional regulation. Something that I'm being practiced right now as my dog barks at some neighbor who do not want to get off my lawn for some reason. So emotional regulation, of course, aids in recognizing and managing your emotions. And this is really, really important because if you are in an environment where it calls you to be snappy with your emotions, especially if you're in a working environment, where do you find that strength? Where do you find that balance for you to allow yourself and have that emotional regulation. How can you regulate your emotions if you are in an environment that's already stressing you out? This can help you benefit from it. And of course, last one, in your decision making, if you have done introspection or a self-reflection, or if you have done self-reflection, decision making clarifies, okay? It helps you clarify your goals, your priorities, and leading to better choices. Emotional regulation? Yes, right now, as you can see, my face is really, really annoyed because my dog can't stop barking, and no matter what I do, she just keeps on barking. Again, there's someone at our front lawn who doesn't want to go out and just mind his own business. Runaway Podcast. Great. This is like the second time in a row. Well, let's see how it goes. Give me just 1 minute. Okay, just give me 1 minute. Give me 1 minute. All right, then. Perfect. But still, okay, I would allow my dog to feel how she feels. So that's that. Ooh. So that's one of the benefits of introspection. You guys hear me? Yeah, pretty cool. Pretty cool. And now we're going to talk about how do I do it? What are the methods, Paul? What are the methods? Ano pwede kong gawin? Paano siya pwedeng simulan? How do I really just like do it? I just want to do it. If I want to try it, then how am I supposed to try it? What are some methods? And this is just me speaking from experience. There are other ways for you to do this. Of course, if you want to start your healing journey, please continue following We Are Pathways on Facebook and Instagram and TikTok. And if that is not doing that much for you yet, you can also visit nas.io/WeArePathways. And again, I'm just speaking from my own experience. They can help you with what you are going through. Awesome. So we got methods. Here we go. What are the methods, Paul? What are the methods? At pwede kong gawin para simulan na itong introspection ko. First of all, you need a book. You need a notebook. Why? Okay, I know that some of us don't like writing. Some of us prefer writing in our own phone, which is good. It's really nice. Kasi mas convenient. Personally, ako, I like having a notebook kasi mas nananamnam ko yung sinusulat ko. And walang distractions, honestly. So the first method that I would be giving you guys is, of course, journaling. Journaling. So journaling helps you, or helps me, process my own thoughts and examine it, really. For me to be aware, where am I and how am I feeling? Yeah. Like again, with my dog excessively barking in this episode, and I think like she doesn't want me to talk about this. And again, please give me 1 minute. Future Jerome, you can edit this out. Here we go. Well, this has been a fruitful episode already. I might just redo it again because like my dog does not want to stop barking. And this neighbor who doesn't want to go away. Great, right? Great. Talking about introspection, I'm allowing what I have to feel in the pod. And then that's just that. Really cool. Really, really cool. So yeah, journaling. I want to prefer. I prefer writing my own thoughts in my journals, yes, because it also helps me clarify and organize my thoughts. And I'm not kidding you guys. Okay, hindi lang to like just for show. I have a lot of journal entries over the past few months and for this year. And hindi lang siya like takeaways from like workshops I've been attending with We Are Pathways. Hindi lang siya like quotes na nakikita ko from like, I don't know, Instagram and stuff. I really take the time to write how I feel these days because I don't want to wake up one day biting me in the ass. I don't want to wake up one day when my suppressed emotions are going to bite me in the ass. And when that happens, it's more difficult for me to handle. It's really difficult for me to handle. So organizing my thoughts and writing them all down in this notebook really helps a lot. You've heard these guys before in the 7 Dimensions of Wellness from our ates, from We Are Pathways. But of course, practicing meditation really helps you think and re-examine your own thoughts. Just be in the moment. Be in the moment. Allow. Some of us work with silence. I haven't done it yet. At least recently, I haven't done it yet. But before, we were recommended to try like guided meditations for us to just allow how we feel. How we feel. Ayan. But again, runners, hindi madali. Hindi madaling gawin tong introspection kasi you have to be honest with yourself. Eh. You really have to. When there are no people looking at you or when there's no people around you, can you truly be honest with yourself? Diba? Parang, kailangan mo ba talagang or kaya mo ba talagang maging honest sa sarili mo even if behind closed doors, open doors, in front of a crowd, can you be truly be honest with yourself? Kasi like the question I've asked the runners this past Wednesday, if you can be honest with others, why can you not be honest with yourself? Where the hell is that coming from? Where are you getting it? And how are you doing it? Diba? Some of the questions I personally answered in my journal. This journal is like a gold mine. So here's one of the challenges, other than my dog barking excessively and you know outside again. One of the challenges of... JM is here. Hey, man. Good evening. Good evening, man. Good evening. Thank you for tuning in and joining with us tonight. And to the 5 viewers as well. Thank you. Say hi in the comments, please, so that I can get to, you know, interact with you. Say hi. Say hello. Leave your thoughts in the comments, please. There we go. So challenges about introspection. Based on my experience, again, you guys, based on my experience, one of the most challenging things that I was able to face when I was younger is that since this is a gold mine of information, I have to hide it. And yet I'm showing it on camera. Some of the people that I used to love, or some of the people who used to love me, used this against me. And they held on to what they have read here. I mean, why did I allow it in the first place, diba? Like, eh, bakit mo pinabasa? Bakit mo pinabasa? So, it's kind of my fault again. Kasi I had that feeling na I want to be seen. I want to feel validated. Hindi pa nga sapat to nun, eh, diba? So kailangan may magbasa din. Sige, basahin mo journal ko. Go. Go nuts, donuts. Miss donuts. And then they use that against me. So one of the first challenges talaga is you having a written thing that contains all of your emotional thoughts, roller coasters, It's on or inside a notebook, and it can be, okay, it can be easily used against you if the wrong person read it. That's why. One of the second challenges that I, again, have personally faced and overcome is this mindset of overthinking. Yan. Wait a minute. Meron ba? Hold on. Wait. It's in my other journal. So, meron akong challenge before na sobrang nag-overthink ako. I'm gonna read a journal. Kakanood ko ng Gravity Falls. Nice. Is everyone here? Oh, hi, Zarina. Hello. Thank you for tuning in. Woo! And JM says Death Note. Yeah. And challenges of introspection. Oh, dapat marinig ni Pauto. Ay! Okay. Tell her to go live. Tune in. Hi, Pao. Here we go. So, yun. Challenges ng introspection talaga, you guys. Overthinking. Pangalawa yun. Okay. So, overthinking naman. Again, I'm speaking from experience. I'm using my experience because it's closer to the heart. There was this one time na nag-overthink ako about doing something that will forever change the course of my life. Being in a relationship. Again. And in that relationship, of course, it has the ups and downs. But I was really intimidated by a certain lifestyle. Not just with my current partner before, but like their family in general. I was really intimidated. Eto na, organizing my own thoughts. I was intimidated because I felt like I was not worthy of receiving love. What the hell, Jerome? Major bombshell. Yun. So I'm not gonna read the entire thing dito sa journal ko, but yun yung isa sa mga pinag-overthinkan ko talaga. Kasi if I'm not worthy to receive love, then why am I craving for love? And at the same time, why am I in a place where I said I want to be in a relationship? San nang gagaling yun, Jerome? So, saan nang gagaling yun? Parang, I'm not ready. I'm not worthy to receive love. Yun talaga ang problema ko ever since. And yet, here I am, pretending na, oh, I'm okay. I'm fine. I'm gonna be cool. You know? Gusto kong mag-girlfriend eh. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah. And when it comes to overthinking, the third challenge that I was able to, again, experience and conquer is having biases. Talaga. I would often find myself in a roadblock. Kung walang internet, if there's no internet or there are no books around me, and if there's not even a community, if Pathways wasn't even like in my life, I would find myself in a roadblock because I do not know other perspectives in dealing with this situation. Take them all out, like your friends or family, like ako lang. Ang hirap, diba? Meron tayong biases. I had my own biases because we are not often, okay? We are not often objective about ourselves. And when that happens, it can definitely cloud our insights. Yun. Kasi again, journal, like what I just said right now, I was in a position where I was scared. I was not ready to receive love. Yung talagang issue. And yet, there I was, like, oh, I want to be a relationship, yay! It's weird. Really weird. So those are the challenges that I was able to conquer and like face then. As I do introspection. Reading one of the comments, JM says, you and Griffin need to talk about stuff. Definitely, dude. It's okay. Wish you the best. And of course, I'm just gonna go on like fast forward because we've already talked about like the benefits of introspection, the methods of introspection, one of which is journaling talaga, one of which is just journaling, and then meditation. I'm focusing more on journaling because it's closer to my heart and it helps you organize your thoughts and your feelings, and you can also like practice this organization in your career. Organize files, organize your workspace, yada yada yada. At least, like, that's what I was able to learn. But here's the thing, though. Really. Here's the thing. For me, as I do introspection, again, introspection is synonymous to self-reflection. Self-reflection is evaluating your actions and experiences, often to learn from them and improve. Nangyari na. Tapos na. Kumbaga, post-meeting. Okay. Self-reflect tayo. Ano natutunan mo? Okay, meeting tayo. Anong natutunan mo today? Okay, usap tayo. Anong natutunan mo sa movie? Self-reflect. Okay, ano... Sorry. I'm reminded of my weekly morning Bible reflections during high school. Yun. But then introspection is the process where you examine your own thoughts, feelings, and mental state. You can do it by yourself, but in one point of your life, you would need a mentor, a community that will help you navigate through that darkness in that path. Again, the weird pathway spawns. Okay, please forgive me. Yun. So we're going to go back. Application. So let's say you have applied introspection already. Of course, I'm assuming most of the runners tonight have tried it before. Some are older than me. Some are younger than me. You have applied it already. Now, you can apply it in these different areas. In your life, yes. Specifically, personal relationships, career choices, and of course, your well-being. Have I prepared my notes? Yes, definitely. Why? Because I'm super excited to talk to you about this. Para ako nagtuturo. Para ako nagtuturo. I'm just really like hyped up and like excited here. Kaya like I have my notes here. I got my bullet points and I got my journal. Because once you find out or once you start to dig deep in this rabbit hole of introspection, you would gain these categories, these labels, these categories, or these areas where you struggled in figuring out how to identify them specifically, but now you have. Let me show you an example. Kasi right now, as you do introspection, meron tayong tinatawag na cultural perspectives.
Cultural perspectives, ano yun?
Cultural perspectives, of course. Like, of course, may isang bagay dito sa Pilipinas na hindi ginagawa sa ibang bansa. Po at opo. Probably that. Calling their elders with proper, ano ba? Greetings? Brain fart. I'm so sorry. Yun. Basta, like, their different cultures have varying opinions. Yes. Introspection, magkakaiba tayo. That's what you just need to know. But I do want to emphasize that it is a collective collection of ideas. Kasi cultural, eh. There's a lot of people. So, for you, for you to dive in deeper into that rabbit hole, I'm gonna teach you guys tonight, sa runners natin, the different kinds of belief and the different kinds of strengths that you can identify and pinpoint on where you want to work with. Because someone asked me on Instagram, anonymously again, of course, one of my followers asked me, oh, hold on, where was the question? One of my followers asked me, How does one, I'm going to read it, how does one deal with feelings of not being good enough? And this is where introspection comes in. Since I'll be using my own examples and I'm going to teach you guys like the different kinds of beliefs that I was able to learn and pick up for me to pinpoint where is it all coming from. Yeah, I'll just be speaking from my own experience. And before that, very quick segue. Got a quick read the comments. Serena asks, yes, I love hearing other perspectives, especially from weird pathways. Without them, I will still be repeating how I handle situations before. It will be the same loop over and over and over again. Thank you, Serena. And we have talked about this a little bit in the last season. So I highly recommend the runners that are listening to this episode now to go back to the episode with Atidet doing shadow work, as she mentions the tip of the iceberg of how you can do your shadow work, because there are layers to that. And she also provided steps that you can try. Ayan. Okay, so here we go. So the question that my good friend asked me, said, how do you deal? Sorry, I'm dealing with an iPhone. So how does one with the feelings of not being good enough? Here we go. And I also want to hear your thoughts too, runners. Please. How does one deal with the feelings of not being good enough? So here we go. For me, I have to keep my journal, of course. Yeah. I have to keep my journal. Kasi I can be honest with them. I can be honest with what I write. I can be honest with the books. I can be honest with my pen. So I have to identify the trigger. I have to identify the trigger. And when you do that, or after you do that, you have to examine the belief. You have to answer the question, where did this idea come from? Saan ba ito nanggaling? Sino ba may sabi nito sa akin? For example, I'm gonna share my journal again. Gonna do my journal again. Where is it? Ugh. God. Okay. Hold on. Sorry. Nope. Okay, there we go. Okay. So the trigger is, honestly, hindi consistent ng pag-journal ko before, but I just wrote how I felt. I wrote how I felt. Like this one, I started with the phrase, I feel stuck. I feel stuck because my issues were not addressed. I feel stuck because they are still talking. Wow, whoever that would be. I feel stuck because my concern was dismissed. And I feel stuck because I am having this feeling where I want to be honest, but I cannot be honest because I would be more concerned on how they would react. Dude! What the heck? That was deep, man. That was deep. Identify the trigger. So, the first one, okay, again. First one, I'm gonna teach you this. We still have time, don't worry. The first one, sa belief, when you have to examine your belief, is, of course, your core beliefs. And I want to tell you guys, core beliefs are ideas about yourself. These are ideas about yourself, often formed in childhood. Parang like, down to the core, that's you. Okay? Down to the core, that's you. But, it's complemented, okay, or it's being worked with by, my grammar, personal beliefs. Personal beliefs naman, these are individual convictions based on personal experiences wherein time is relevant. Time is relevant. Yun. That's your personal belief. So, core beliefs and then personal beliefs, they mostly closely work with each other. Yun. So there are others, of course. Like for example, we have our cultural beliefs, which are like values and norms shaped by society. Meron yan. Religious beliefs. Whew. That's a whole nother episode for Runaway Podcast talking about religious beliefs. And of course, these are faith-based convictions, emphasizing on faith. Emphasizing on faith. Faith. Base convictions. There we go. Of course, can... Oh. Uh-oh. Okay. Can you guys hear me? Yep. Uh-oh. Here we go again. All right. Cool. Cool, cool, cool. All right. And then we got social beliefs. Social beliefs. Social beliefs also kind of closely work with cultural beliefs. But social beliefs is more of like the role of the government. At least to my understanding, social beliefs like are mostly influenced by the government. Again, to my own understanding. And if I'm wrong, I can work with it. I can work with it. It says. And of course, we got philosophical. Woo! Philosophical. Philosophical beliefs. Ito naman yung knowledge and existence and then yung ethics. Your values then, so they also closely work with core, personal, philosophical. Of course, philosophical, sakop din yan ni religious. You kind of see the pattern here already, huh? And then we got self-limiting beliefs. And these are, of course, the negative convictions about your abilities or worth that can hinder your personal growth. How many are those? 1, 2, 3. We got 7. 7 people. We got 7. Core beliefs, cultural, religious, personal, social, philosophical, and then self-limiting beliefs. All of which are independent and codependent from the other. So one is just important as the other. My poor of word choice. Here we go. So yun yun. And then of course, again, this is just going to be like rapid fire information drop to the listeners, to the runners, so that you can start making your journal worthwhile. So if you find yourself in feeling that emotions where you're not feeling good enough, of course you have to focus on your strength. And dude, my dude, when you focus on your strengths, there are also different ways for you to identify it. Like, saan ba ako malakas? Where am I good at? What am I good at? And where am I good at? I'm just going to drop it here. Would that be all right? Ah, yeah, nice. Okay. Would that be all right? Okay. So we got personal, of course, personal strength. Academic. Academic. Yeah. Personal accomplishments pala, sorry. List down of your, all of your accomplishments. Personal accomplishments, academic accomplishments, professional accomplishments, creative, physical, community, and then lastly, relationships. Again, these are 7. And if you're in a position where you feel like you're in a roadblock, na saan ba ako magaling? I hope these can help you out feeling what you have to feel. Focus on yourself. And of course, for the last part, it's going to be a little bit tricky. And as time is almost running out then for this episode, I would like to ask all of the runners then to practice self-compassion. Now, for us to make it a little bit easy, I would highly suggest go back to the episode of doing shadow work with Ate Det, Chriselle Nagit, with We Are Pathways for you to better understand what we're talking about today. If you want to dive in deeper into introspection or doing shadow work or doing self-reflection, they're all combined, I highly suggest, please follow We Are Pathways on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. And if you would like to know more about it, attend workshops, please go to nas.io/wearepathways for you to learn more. So you have to practice self-compassion. And to make it a little bit easy, this is when you start acknowledging how you feel. Acknowledge how you feel. You allow it. You allow it. Jerome, you allow it. My younger self and to my future self, you allow it. You allow it. And for you to allow it, of course, you have to name your feelings. You have to name your feelings. In this blue journal that I have used the technique of starting with a phrase, I feel stuck. I feel stuck. Doon ako nag-focus. So, saan ako stuck? What am I looking at here? I'm stuck. Di ako makagalaw. So, what am I looking at? I'm stuck eh. So, it would kind of, quote-unquote, it would kind of make sense for me to just look around for a bit, right? And just feel it. And once you have named that emotion, that's where it all comes to flow. All comes to flow now. And that's it. At least that's for it. That's it for now. At least that's it for now. At least that's it for now. Grabe. Kasi once you have identified your trigger, examine the belief, focus on your strength, practice self-compassion, you would also identify other things. Eh. Would you see that there's a pattern? May pattern ba? Would you see other triggers? Would you see your reactions? Would you see your... I don't know, man. Something else. It's really something else. And that's all about it for introspection. I don't really have like a good wrap up to end the episode tonight because yun lang talaga yung pinipare ko. Yun lang talaga yung pinipare ko. I really want to get this out there because I've been wanting to talk about this, not just with the podcast, not just with my friends, but with the vlogs as well. Na if you're really having trouble like just identifying stuff, you feel it first. And kung feeling mo makakagulo ka ng ibang tao, like you can find yourself in a safe space. Yun. There's a pattern here that I'm speaking right now, just realizing na parang, oh nga, no? I've developed this thinking na sa journal na lang ako magiging honest. Sa harili ko na lang. Kasi parang once upon a time, natakot ako eh. Natakot akong mag-open up. Natakot akong mag-trust. Hell, natakot din talaga ako magsulat sa sarili kong journal kasi like even the people around me used those against me. Diba? Immediately judging it. Immediately projecting it. Oh, Serena said, kasi the paper will not judge you. Yes! Oh, girl! You reminded me of something. You reminded me of something. Oh, man. I'm gonna find that quote. Knew it. Okay. I used to quote this quote a lot when I was younger. Now that Grabe. Thank you, Sarina. Thank you for reminding me of this quote. This is a quote from one of my favorite authors growing up. And her name is, oddly, Cassandra Clare. Dami palang Cassandra sa buhay ko, eh, no? And the quote says, "It was books that made me feel that perhaps I was not completely alone. They could be honest with me, and I with them." It was books. Well, technically, notebooks are books. Yeah. Those were the days. And of course, runners, since I've been doing this for 4 years, you've seen my growth. I've seen my growth. But I still struggle in allowing myself to feel thankful, to feel that I'm seen, and to even feel na I've come this far already. Hindi ko pa nakikita eh. May times, oo, pero hindi consistent. And I'm aiming for that consistency. Consistency, which is another trigger! Ah, my goodness. Which is another trigger that... can allow me to spiral out of control. Grabe. All right, you guys. Okay. So, you guys, to our viewers, to our runners who are still listening and watching right now, I hope that tonight's episode has been fruitful, that you have learned something out of it, especially the methods for you to identify which specific strength are you looking for and which specific belief are you looking for too. So just a very quick rundown of everything that I have just said. Introspection is the process of examining your own thoughts, feelings, and mental states. Related to self-reflection, that's all about evaluating your actions, experiences, often to learn from them to improve. Tapos na, nangyari na, ano nang pwede kong next na gawin? Methods, I highly recommend journaling. Why? Because you can write down your thoughts, organize them, for you to find clarity. Although, the challenges are, one, you have a written thing of everything that you must keep safe at all times. Yeah, you must keep it safe at all times. Again, gravity falls reference. Overthinking, yes. Meron. Magkakaroon ng self-criticism, yes. Magkakaroon din ng biases, yes. But the thing is, when you find those already, that's when you try to balance it out. And when you're in that state where you don't feel like you're not good enough or you're not seen, rather than excessively asking other people to affirm that for you or to answer that question from you, how about you try and just try to write these all down on your notebook and look within. Just give it a try. Identify the trigger. Examine the beliefs. Core, cultural, religious, personal, social, philosophical, self-limiting. Focus on your strengths. List down of your accomplishments. Personal, academic, professional, creative, physical, community, relationship. And then you practice self-compassion. You acknowledge how you feel about it. Give it a name. Name your emotion. And you allow. 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 So thank you guys for tuning in to the Runaway Podcast. This has been another fruitful episode. And I gotta play the music. Okay, so you guys, thank you guys for tuning in. This has been another fruitful episode of the Runaway Podcast. Tonight, we have talked about introspection. I'm going to cut that out. Tonight, we're going to work on your outro, Jerome. Work on your outro. So yeah, you guys, subscribe to the podcast, share the podcast, run away with Runaway Podcasts.